Hi, Laura. I'm Bill, your training supervisor. How are you doing?
Morning, Bill. Not too well, I'm afraid. My staff caught a bit of a cold, I think. What about you?
I'm okay. And by the way, have you come across Dr. Miller, the pediatric doctor chief?
Oh, I've just arrived and haven't met anybody yet. And I already feel a bit overwhelmed, you know.
Well, take it easy. I'm sure everything will be all right. So let's get started. As you know, your training course in pediatrics will be under my supervision, which, I guess you know, is the branch of medicine that treats the child and his or her development and care, and the diseases of children and their treatment.
But what are we expected to do in the OT pediatric service?
Well, OTs are responsible for the safety of children, but also their education and the education of their parents too, by the way, and generally caring for them so as to improve their daily living by proposing different motor and cognitive activities. But do you have any syllabus on childcare at your OT school?
Well, no, but we are made aware of the part dedicated to childcare that will include a wide range of subjects, from educated parents about family caregiving to developing and implementing a plan of care and work with the child's family and other healthcare professionals and even paraprofessionals.
How long does your OT curriculum last?
3 years.
And how many training courses are you supposed to carry out?
5 or 6, I guess, all through the 3-year program, and not only purely in rehabilitation, which is, by the way, I think, very enriching and indispensable for our future career.
Sure. Now, during your training course here, you'll work with colleagues such as auxiliary nurses and healthcare assistants, who work both in acute and primary situations, sometimes under the supervision of registered nurses, but also registered OTs and, of course, GPs and pediatricians.
And what are occupational therapists supposed to do here?
Well, their role classically consists in assisting nurses and doctors by trying to improve the patient's quality of life, like by giving the most basic self-care activities, or as we say, activities of daily living, like grooming, bathing, toileting, dressing, eating, communicating, and mobility, and sometimes even rehabilitating patients for housekeeping as required. Of course, depending on their age and capability. So in this case, we don't speak about children per se, but more like teenagers. And what was your first experience in the nursing home like?
Basic. It consisted in washing patients, dressing them, and generally taking care of them as we were told to do. And we were made aware of some basic paperwork and the psychological, social, physiological and anatomical reasons why it is important to assist the patients with their personal hygiene and toileting needs while in hospitals.
Quite good. Now let me show you around the pediatric ward.